Welcome to the Crypto Corner. And again, we've got a fully loaded program for you. So let's dive into it. If we look into the market, then you'll see that there has been a slight drop between last week and this week from 277 billion to 263 billion. An average around 5% drop between last week and this week. We saw this year by 7 days. Then last week we had 20 coins that gained more than 15%. This time it's a mere 6 coins. And on the downside, last week we had 2 coins that lost more than 15%. This time it's a few more than that. So a slightly bearish behavior in the market. And if we look into the DeFi market, then similar picture there from 6.7 billion down to 6.1 billion drop between last week and this week. Now, as you remember, last week we went into detail in regards to the DeFi market, how to participate in this market and how the future looks like, but also that there are risks attached to that because it's a very young market. And so this is what happened between last week and this week. A hacker stole around $500,000 US dollars. Now, it's not stealing in the traditional sense where you just take something. It's just that they made use of these different protocols in a way that they were able to harvest around $500,000 US dollars. And the way that worked is, as you remember, this is one of those platforms where you can participate. And so they use the Balancer pool, the Balancer platform in one of those pools. And they use the flash loan technology. So with this technology, which means a flash loan is something that happens between two blocks, so it's never registered. So you can take a loan as high as you want. Doesn't matter because it's never registered. But between those two blocks, you can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to with that money. And that's what they did. So they took out that loan and then they started swapping between the Ethereum and the SDA token. And they did that 24 times until the whole pool was drained. Again, that's between two blocks. So it is never registered, but they were making use of that. And every time that this transfer happened, a transfer fee of 1% was charged to the recipient, but that was not registered on the Balancer platform. And so every time the attacker swapped between those two coins, those two tokens, the Balancer pool received 1% less SDA than was expected. And these people were harvesting that. So it shows how young this industry is, but also how interesting it is. And as I encouraged you last week, just go in there and learn more about it. Now, on the other side, looking at the traditional market, something similar happened. 2.8 billion US dollars were scammed in the gold market. Now, that's something that would never be able to happen in the Bitcoin or the crypto market, especially Bitcoin, because it's the most secure platform in the world. But in gold, everybody operates with certificates, so not the physical gold. It's a certificate that's being transferred. And that's where the scam happened. With Bitcoin, that would have never happened because Bitcoin was never hacked. So it's the most secure software platform in the world. Now, something interesting is somebody published a report that is fantastic. I encourage you to take a look at it. And as usual, I put the link into the description. But this report is in depth and very scientific and fantastic. I love this report. So they go into every single aspect of the market. So adoption rate, tax evasion, remittance, and that on a global basis. And they also look into how the value is going to perform from Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, and XRP. Over the next 5 to 10 years, they predicted their price. I'm not going to mention that here because it's not what we do, but take a look into what that report says. But the interesting thing is really what they are talking about. So online transactions, how they look. As you can see, it's really in detail of what they are analyzing, and it's worth spending some time into reading this report. It's 61 pages. Now, part of this is, of course, as you heard from us last a few weeks ago, is that China is moving into the Chinese renminbi into cryptocurrency. And Canada is, like most other countries, are planning to do similar things. The interesting thing is that some experts in Canada are hoping that the Bank of Canada will create a more inclusive and accessible digital Canadian dollar. So let's hope that that happens, because that would be beneficial for everybody in the world. And the last one is Coinbase. They have got a section where you can earn money by just learning something. So you go into coinbase.com and then /earn, and then you've got here a section where you can just by learning something earn money. And it's, I think, in total over $400. And they just started this one here, the compound course, where you can earn $9 worth in compound by just taking the course. Now, you have to be fast because these things sell out pretty fast. But it's just another way on how you can make small money, but you can make some money. Anyway, that's it from me this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. And I'm looking forward to see you next week. So thank you very much for watching. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but just sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency market is ever-changing and always volatile, so you should only spend what you can afford to lose.